Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. All the stuff we couldn't get to the first 3.5 hours of the program, including the Boston Celtics wrap up this 4-game road trip tonight. 10 o'clock tip time out in Denver. TNT game taking on Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets. So the Celtics 2-1 so far on this trip. Opened with the close win over Minnesota. Then they blew out the Houston Rockets. And then they were horrible in the second half against the Oklahoma City Thunder, where they scored, what was it, 27 points total in the second half?
It was something unbelievable. I mean, they got dominated.
They got smoked.
Dominated, bitched around by OKC.
Yeah.
Is it fair to say? And it's a good little sports night in Boston tonight.
Nice little night.
We'll get to the second end of the doubleheader, which I guess is actually the first end of it.
Yeah.
But is it fair to say if they lose this game tonight, unsuccessful road trip,
yeah,
if they win it, successful road trip?
Like, really good teams. I know Minnesota's record's not great, but if you look at the teams and the players, like, it's a tough of 4-game stretches you're probably going to have, especially being on the road. So, like, 2-2 is not the end of the world, but we both said 3-1.
Well,
we both said 3-1.
And not only that, but the two teams you beat are teams that are probably playoff teams, right? Like, I'd expect Minnesota to get there.
I think they'll be
there.
They're
not playing
great. No.
But are they? I know Houston's second in the West. Is that a championship contender?
No, it's not. That's just a well-coached team.
So if you lose to the two championship contenders, OKC and Denver, and it just so happens to be the last two games on the trip.
I agree.
And you lost to OKC at full strength, by the way. Holiday, Tatum, Brown, Porzingis, all of them were in that game.
What a weird second half.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a successful road trip. So there's
sound the alarms?
A lot at stake. Should be a fun game. I've been sounding the alarm
with
this team all year.
Yeah, no one's listening to the alarm, but you're sounding it.
A lot of alarm sounding.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, I would say it's not a successful road trip. So that's what it's about.
No.
If they win tonight, we come in tomorrow, we say good road trip.
Mm-hmm.
All of the panic wasn't warranted, even though it was a bad loss against OKC.
Nothing to see here.
But if they lose tonight, then it was an unsuccessful road trip, bad finish to the road trip, and they lost to the two best teams they saw.
More likely to come out of the West this year, Oklahoma City or Denver?
I think if you ask me, maybe I'm putting too much weight and being too overreactionary to that OKC game. By the way, people keep saying they have a 15-game winning streak. They don't. They lost the NBA Cup final in the middle. They have
My God.
Okay, but they lost the game.
Nobody cares about that.
But they lost the game.
In the games that they count, they have won 15
games. How can you say they've won 15 games in a row when they lost a game?
The game doesn't count, though.
Okay, but it was a loss.
Or they play 83
games? People saying,
I don't think so, John.
That's like people doing
82 games.
Regular season winning streaks and like ignoring the playoffs. They're like, well, they haven't lost in a regular. It's like,
regular
why do
season.
I care? They lost games in the middle.
You know why they're ignoring the NBA Cup? Because everyone else does.
Okay, it's a loss that I saw happen.
The Jones loss.
But anyway, am I overreacting to OKC?
You might be the only one that saw it.
Okay. Am I overreacting to OKC because of what they did to the Celtics? Maybe, but I think now my answer is them over Denver.
I think so. I'll take the best player. I'll go with Jokic, but I get your point.
I would have said Denver before Sunday. Yeah.
All right.
My mom always said life was like a box
grab bag.
You never know what you're going to get.
Good news. If you like the four scum grab bags, there's about 20 others.
It's a very consistent box of chocolates.
The first game in the Boston sports doubleheader tonight is the Bruins at home against the Edmonton Oilers as the Bees try to snap a 4-game losing streak.
Ugh.
They did get a point in the loss to the Islanders on Sunday as they lost in overtime, but 4 straight losses. Kind of interesting, too. So both teams are in action, and both teams facing the best player in their respective sports.
Yeah, good
Jokic
synergy
have
there.
A random like cup game in there or anything that didn't count?
Yeah, right.
Four real losses.
Did they win
good point.
Did they win a fake game in there?
No,
I don't know.
No.
Look, we're sounding the alarm to a degree about the Celtics. We should be with the Bruins, too. They've lost 5 out of 6 with Sacco, 4 straight. They did pick up a point in there. I don't think there's any reason to feel good about what they're doing. They've lost to teams like the Rangers in there who are terrible. So let's see tonight. I feel like we've been saying a lot of let's see with the Bruins. And at some point you got to say, well, they got a shot in the arm for firing their coach. Yeah. They faced a bunch of bad teams. They fattened up on those bad teams. And then you turn around, and now the rubber's hitting the road a little bit, and they're still the same team despite firing the coach.
Grab bag. You know, if you've listened to Keefe's Keys at all this year, you know we like to talk about guys who aren't just the ultimate jock and some that have been actors, right? Athletes turned actors.
Yeah.
What if I told you about an owner turned actor?
Oh.
Some might be wondering, how is Jerry Jones in the Pro Football Hall of Fame when Robert Kraft is not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Maybe it's his acting chops. I didn't know he had it in him.
Kraft had that good acting cameo for that Vince Vaughn movie with his non-wife girlfriend that I've been comparing to Gerard Mayo, Ricky, whatever her name was.
Did he slap somebody?
He tried to throw a punch, I think.
You son of a... Yeah. So that's true. So you can compare that, I guess.
Yeah, I would say Jerry Jones, better actor than Robert Kraft.
From the clouds. So the landman, not Lanny, but landman... The Landman.
Yeah, the Land.
We should actually do a lot of Photoshop with just Billy as the Landman.
The Landman. Trending with the Landman. Yeah, get on that.
The Landman. Yeah. So it's a very popular show. Billy Bob Thornton, John Hamm are in it. I haven't seen it yet. I've heard mixed things. Some people really love it. Some people are, it's like, eh. Regardless, it takes place in Texas. You know who owns the state of Texas? Jerry Jones.
Mm.
So he is playing himself, a la Kevin Garnett in Uncut Gems, who was also good in it. Maybe not the biggest range. But so here's just a snippet of Jerry Jones in a scene with Billy Bob Thornton and John Hamm. And tell me if this doesn't sound like a great actor.
And more than likely, your children and family are going to be there because they're your children and your family. But you could have them there because they're the people you spent your life with, you worked with, you fell down with, you got up with. Not just Thanksgiving, Christmas. That's who you want to be with.
Emotional.
So when that time comes like this, it's a celebration of your life, and you're not wishing you'd spend a little more time seeing a few more sons come up. That's the trick. That's the trick. Because that's going to be your glory. But I'm pretty proud of them Cowboys. I'm pretty proud of the stuff we've done in oil and gas. It pales in comparison to how proud I am just to have lived my life working with my kids.
Wow.
Little throaty, little moist.
Moister than you.
Moist your mouth. But, you know, you'd think it takes place in, like, the desert. But anyway, this is good stuff.
That was
and good. Billy Bob Thornton sitting there. John Hamm's in, like a hospital bed. They're eating up every word. By the, just like a pot roast, they're eating that up.
On just Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Is he going to win?
That's who you want to be with.
A Golden Globe? Is he going to win a Emmy?
Maybe.
Not an Oscar. This is a film.
But, yeah. Globe next year,
he's
maybe.
He's going to be on the short list.
I'm curious. How'd that come about? They're like, we need the star power of Jerry Jones in
Will
this?
Will he win a Super Bowl or a Golden Globe first?
Oh, definitely
Golden Globe.
Golden Globe for
that
sure. For sure.
The Cowboys are in trouble.
How did that come about? He asked to be in it or they asked him to be in it?
I don't know. It's a good question.
He asked to be. This is like Trump in Home Alone 2.
Or,
like,
no, you know what it is?
They weren't like, we need Donald Trump in this movie. He paid them to be in it. I'm sure Jerry Jones did the same thing. Good acting, though.
I think it might be like a showrunner is a huge Cowboy fan.
There
it's like, I'll get this guy in. Maybe I get like suite tickets or something.
Good at yeah. That's
yeah, it's probably,
that might
probably
be
a Cowboy fan.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
Chargers are expected to sign Ezekiel Elliott, speaking of the Cowboys, to the practice squad. So you might get Zeke Elliott promoted up there with the Chargers. Get him in the playoffs.
So.
No?
I don't.
You don't like that?
I think he's just he's there for the ride.
All right.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
Chicago Bears want to interview Mike McCarthy. Another Cowboy-related story. Just like, he is... His contract's up, but so the Cowboys are a weird one because they didn't have to announce a fire. They didn't have to fire a coach. They just haven't extended him yet.
Right.
So where do you think Mike McCarthy ends up next year? Nowhere?
No.
Chicago? Dallas?
I think Dallas.
Wow.
And that's shocking to say, but I'll go with Schefter. Schefter did the thing on Sunday morning. Mayo out. He's gone.
Yeah.
Peterson out. He's gone. Daboll staying, which shocked me when he reported. I'm like, there's no way. He was right. I'm thinking he's going to be right about this. The intrigue is what you just said, Keith. His contract is up. The Cowboys have to approve any interview. It's an interview request from the Chicago Bears. But my guess is he's back in Dallas, which I would not do.
No.
But that's my guess.
Yeah, you might be right.
Oh, my freaking God, Brendan! It's
grab bag.
Monday Night Raw was on Netflix for the first time ever last night. It's a new era in wrestling. They were on Netflix. Now, people were mad because there were still commercials. You're like, wait a minute. Hold the phone.
I don't get how people don't get that. They're like, well, it's Netflix. Why are there commercials? They did that with the NFL game on Christmas, too.
Well, I get why.
Wait a minute. It's Netflix. Why are there commercials? Because it's an NFL product.
But they did have ads in the ring, which I feel like is new. I haven't watched a lot of wrestling recently. I'll be back on for Rumble and Mania coming up. But I did dip in a little bit last night. One of the highlights, Hulk Hogan came out there.
You were telling me this before the show.
They booed him out of the building. They booed him less at his heel turn with the NWO back in the day. He was out there. He's like, let me tell you about my real American beer, brother. And they're like, you suck. You suck. He's like, I do everything for the fans. They're like, go to hell. They hated Hogan last night. It was hysterical.
Wow.
And you got the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart behind him with the megaphone being like, I don't know, Hogan, this ain't going great.
Who was it? Billy or Nick were saying this. You could hear, like, because Netflix, you get all the cursing and everything, right?
Like,
you actually got to hear it?
Yeah.
People just letting them have it?
The best was the closed captioning says crowd booing.
Crowd booing. Like, they were all over. Because they tried to, and they've done this before, like, when they first got the Fox deal or they first got whatever deal, like, star power, right? Like, The Rock was there.
Memories for days.
Yeah, Undertaker was there. Like, they tried to really appeal to, like, the guys our age. They're like, oh, I remember. So, yeah. Like, all those guys were there. They had a good, like, they had the final match, like, Rollins and Punk. But the funniest thing to me is I turned it on. It was just Hulk Hogan just, like, eating booze. I got to get out of here.
I didn't realize the Hulkster has a beer.
Yeah, apparently he's got the real American
beer.
But he's like, just trying to get his product placement in there. And he's like, I'm here with the real American beer, brother. And you're like, I had it on his shirt, dude. Like, go to hell. They hate him. Oh, it's so funny.
Nice.
So funny. So anyway, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Hot start.
Dork Awards are available right now where you get your podcast. Part one on the podcast. We split it up into two parts. 30 different awards we gave out. So best TV show of the year, best movie, worst movie, best video game, on down the line. So get it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast for the latest.
Not to spoil this.
No, go ahead.
We talked about Jerry Jones winning a Golden Globe. Do you think he could win
a Dork
Award? Yeah.
He could take home a Dorky.
Nice.
I think so. I don't watch Landman, but he might have had a late submission for TV character of the year.
Yeah, you got like a year to catch up.
He's in the mix.
Yeah.
Right around that corner, there is a sandwich shop. They sell
grab bag.
Best I've ever tasted. Would you go get me two?
Utah, give me
grab bag.
All right, we have the best NBA performer from last night. The five nominees are Jaren Jackson Jr. from Memphis, 35 points, 13 rebounds. Zach LaVine, 35, 10, and 8. Anthony Simons, 36, 9 assists. Anthony Edwards, 37, 7, and 8. And Cade Cunningham, 32, 6, and 9.
Minnesota was in a win, I think, right? I think Edwards won last night.
Yes, they beat the Clippers.
But you know who I think I would go with? I'd go with LaVine. He's been playing excellent.
Zach LaVine.
I think he's really increasing his trade value. He played well against the Celtics
Bulls
in one
win.
Of those two games. Yeah. So, yeah, put me down for LaVine.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Laskanik.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we're back and better than ever with a baseball player. We have an outfielder, DH.
Okay.
Right fielder, DH, played on a lot of teams.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
You sitting down? Oakland, Atlanta, Baltimore, Detroit, the Dodgers, Toronto, Cleveland, Florida, Cincinnati. And that's pretty much in order of games played. 4 years with the Oakland A's, and then one or two with everybody else.
Give me the first couple again. Oakland and then who?
Atlanta Braves, Baltimore Orioles, Detroit Tigers.
I have a guess.
Okay.
Jeff Francois.
Ooh. John Jaha?
Nope. Darn. Love John Jaha. Sock a dinger for you.
Was he a right fielder, though? No.
Jaha, I think, was just DH first base.
Okay.
Maybe just DH.
Huh.
All right, the years, Billy. He had a couple of years, 89 and 90. I don't know if he was hurt in 91 or whatever. Then 92 through 2000.
And those were some of those years. So he's on, like, the Bash Brother A's?
I think he is after the Bash. His first year with the A's was 94.
Okay.
His career high.
Where did he start?
He started in Atlanta, then he went to Cincinnati, Florida, Oakland. Now, in Oakland, 1996, 36 home runs, 106 RBI, which is a career high for both. Zero-time All-Star, and no awards, no Silver Sluggers, nothing.
So
but
a big
36
bombs with the A's.
One year.
Right fielder DH, yep. Started his career with the Braves.
Ruben Sierra.
Ooh, good guess, but no. He was on the Baltimore 97 playoff team that beat Seattle and lost to Cleveland.
Chili Davis.
Ooh, good one, but no. You're all around it.
So is he the one who was there for the Jeffrey Mayer pop-up?
Oh, yeah. Might have been. Oh, was that him?
I'm going to look.
This is a tricky one. I would say he would belong on the all-name team.
Interesting.
He's got a great name.
I don't think I see it anywhere.
No. This is we might have a stumper across
text
the board
line
here.
Or
no, it's not Shoeless Joe Jackson.
It's not Barry Bonds.
I'm glad that guy's listening, though.
Or Rod Carew.
Nope.
I don't think we have it. Who is it?
It's Geronimo Baroa.
Oh, yeah.
Geronimo Baroa.
Why do I think of him with the... I know you said he played on Cincinnati, but it doesn't sound like for a long time. That's where I think of him for some reason.
Interesting. That was 92. He's with Cincinnati. No, Oakland, he was there the longest. He had 101 career home runs, but he had 36 of them in one year.
Huh.
96.
Interesting. It's a far cry from Brady Anderson.
Not the right fielder during Jeffrey Mayer.
Who was that? Was that...
Bobby Bowe.
Was it Pena?
No, number one.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to wait for him to turn around.
Oh, yeah, wait.
Not your main
like points. No, it wasn't.
Oh, Tarasco?
Yeah,
Carlos
that sounds
Tarasco?
Right.
Yeah, that's who it was.
There
we go. No, not Carlos Tarasco.
No, Tony Tarasco. Tony Tarasco. That's who it was. Yeah, nice. Okay.
All right.
Random base. Now,
a stumper. One of the first stumpers.
I guess the
Happy
first. stumped everyone.
Yeah.
Can text line, Twitch chat. Hang on. Arcan's moving around. Hang on.
Arcan,
I thought maybe, he texted. I see Arcan a couple studios away. I thought maybe he texted. Geronimo Baroa. No, that is not the answer.
All right, very good.
Okay. Good stuff.